Blog Talk Radio.
Lady Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
Yes. Hey, y'all, it is Tuesday night. The Tuesday before the big game. And for those that are not familiar with the big game, what planet are y'all on? It is Super Bowl weekend coming up, and it's going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia. I can't believe it is that time of the year. But even worse than that, I can't believe that we are on the air. But let me back up, Tony, and we are here live on the Scoreboard Sports Show, and we are having our Super Bowl 2019 Rams versus the Patriots. Now, before we get into all of that, because y'all know my co-host, Mr. Jazz Scoreboard, leave it to him to always be who he is. He's going to be coming up into the clubhouse in just a few. But while I wait for him to get himself situated in his chair, yeah, he has a hard chair tonight because he has to start all over. Because if you're going to be late to the show, you're going to have to just ease into whatever is available to you. And I took away his cushy seat. So, Jazz, you are stuck with the hard chair tonight. But we are coming to you live from the Scoreboard. We are here. We are being presented by the one and only Boss Lady herself, as you guys heard from the opening. Nene Capri. Now, if y'all are not familiar with the Boss Lady, that's what I call her affectionately. She is the author of some phenomenal reads, and she actually gave them to you in that Nene Capri Boss Lady drop. But make sure you head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere books are sold to pick up her books. Nene Capri, you will not be disappointed. I have read everything that she has written, and it's fire, y'all. That's all I can say. It's just pure fire. So make sure you guys head on over to NeneCapri.com and check her out. Now, we are being sponsored tonight by some great people. I'm sorry, I'm just putting in the call-in number. Apparently, the call-in number is different from our flyer, but we have some sponsors this evening. And we have a video production, so let them make sure you contact them, and then they can cover your next event, the Super Sound Studio. Yes, that is the Super Sound Studio, so make sure you head on over there and make sure you follow them. And we also have Eyes in You Production. That's a photo package, and they distribute music, and you can get global exposure. That's nocaprecords, number one, at gmail.com. But first and foremost, you guys head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books Are Sold, and get your books by the boss lady, Nene Capri. And also, you can follow them on IG at Superior Sound Studio, No Cap Records. And they are located in McDonald, Georgia Studio Session. And it's about $50 an hour. So they have in-house engineers. So make sure you head on over there and check them out. But I'm going to make sure that my partner, apparently the wrong number is on the flyer. I'll make sure that Jazz has the correct number. So you guys give me one little minute, and I'm going to be right back.
Boss Lady Publishing.
It's the one and only the boss lady, Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
Yes, yes, yes. I so missed that little jingle. Did you guys? I missed y'all. This is Tony, and I think my co-host, y'all know he's back to his old habit. He finally got up into the clubhouse, and that's why he's going to be sitting over there on that hard chair, guys, because I took his cushy seat away because it is actually 8:07, and we started at the top of the hour. I'm just saying. Hey, Jazz.
Really? Really? You got
to. Oh, let me find out you're having mic problems already.
I hit the song. I know. Nene's going to be mad at me. I took out the song, people, this morning, the night. I took it out. Sorry. I'm here, though. I'm here.
Oh, man, yes. I missed you guys. I missed our listening audience. I'm good. I'm good. Now, see, Jazz, we're going to have to get your audio together because I'm losing you. And we only just got back together, and I'm losing you already. You there?
Okay, I got you.
Okay. So much has been going on in the sports world, Jazz, since we have been on the air. And it's so much that we can't even possibly discuss it all in the hour that we have. Actually, we no longer have an hour, but, you know, that's besides the point. But it's so much going on that it's a lot, and especially with the big game coming on up this weekend. So where you want to start, buddy?
Yeah.
And how have you been?
I've been good. You know, I actually, Atlanta was good to me. I had the day off today. For anybody who was in town today, the city was kind of semi-shut down for a weather catastrophe that never actually occurred. So... Atlanta's been good to me because I had the day off today, so wonderful. It's going to be cold, real cold, brick cold tomorrow, and I'm going to have to work then. But I ain't got to work today, and it's going to be something to do. But it's neither here nor there. Let's talk about the big game here in my city.
Hold up, Jazz. Hold up, Jazz. You cannot get in the week easily that quick. You mean to tell me that you did not even have to go to work today? And you come up in the clubhouse knocking thighs down all late. You can't blame it on work. I'm just saying, I put in a full day of work and made dinner for my family, and you coming up here at 8:07. Man.
How's Kyle doing? How about that? How about that?
Don't even try it. Don't even try it. Don't bring my baby boy in the mix.
How about that?
He's doing well. He's actually. He said he may call in. I said, you know, Jazz always loves talking to you. So he does have the number. He has the info. Hopefully, I see him pop up in the studio, and he can weigh in on what it, you know. He and I love our sports. We love our sports. But anyway, Jazz, I know Atlanta is hopping right now, especially with the big game. But is it going to really feel like football in 50-degree weather?
Well, they said that they're trying to decide if they're going to open the roof or close the roof. So we still don't know if we're going to get the – if they're going to open or close the roof. So they're trying to figure that out right now. They were talking about that today.
So they're still trying to figure that out.
I think this is going to be a great game. It's going to be great weather. If anybody who remembers the last time the Super Bowl was here, they actually had bad weather for the week of that game, too. So it's kind of, you know, the way it rolls. If you come to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, it's going to be bad weather. So I think that that's going to be, you know, even though it's a dome stadium, I think it's going to be a good game.
Right.
What about you? What you think?
Well, you know I got to put my Homer hat on. But I'm just excited that it's finally here. And for all those Pats fans out there, and for all of us Giant fans out there, you know I'm going with the Rams.
You going with the – you know,
and
I
got to
say.
Wait a minute, Jazz. I'm going to back up, and I'm going to give my score prediction. I'm going to say it is going to be 30-27 Rams. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. But I'm going 30-27 Rams. What say you, Mr. Jazz?
You know what? I'm going to wait. I'm still debating it right now.
And I'm still debating it
because I see on one hand I see the you know if you listen to ESPN and if you listen to the average Patriot fan that. They have the GOAT, Tom Brady, and I know Alicia is shouting. What about Joe Montana? I understand, Alicia. I understand. For this conversation, we're gonna say that Tom Brady is the GOAT, and he has the best coach that I believe that Belichick in my lifetime is the best coach. So far in my lifetime. So you have the GOAT and the best coach in my lifetime going against a third-year quarterback and a...
Oh, Chaz, you hit the button again. We didn't hear that. Third-year quarterback and what?
Damn it.
We missed what you said.
Yeah, bro.
Chaz? Oh, man, he was about to give us some good knowledge there, Jazz. Check your phone. You must have hit the button, buddy. But the last thing we heard was the third-year quarterback, and you're talking about Goff from the Rams. But make sure you're not on mute, buddy. We want to hear what you got to say, lateness and all. I'm just saying. But while Jazz gets his self situated, you know, he's sitting on that hard chair over there. It must be affecting his ears and his phone. All this time, and my brother can't even get a decent phone to call into the show. Can y'all believe this? This is what I have to deal with, guys. But you're live. We're live here on the scoreboard. My name is Miss Tony, and as soon as my non-ears partner over there, Mr. Jazz Scoreboard, come back in, we're going to finish talking about those quarterbacks. And I believe he was about to talk about Goff, the Rams quarterback, because I think it is his third season. But, you know, even though I talk about the Patriots and Brady and Belichick, I got to give them their respect. I got to give them their props because, like Jazz was saying, they are the best duo in the business, in the league. And how many of you guys are actually tired of seeing the Pats in the big game at the end of the NFL season. But, Jazz, I think you were saying that you were talking about the third-year quarterback. So we missed you after that, man. You better get that phone situated.
I got it right. I got it right now. I got it right. I'm mic'd up right. Mic'd up right now. So
I'm about
saying,
to take
I mean,
away
you got
your chair. You're going to be standing
don't
the whole
do
show.
It. Don't, I don't want to stand up. I don't want to stand up. I want to sit down. Let me sit down and get comfortable, kick my feet up, and let's talk. So, I mean, I think
all
that
right.
we got – I like golf. I like golf. Don't get me wrong. Because the first year when he was in with – his first year with the Rams, he sat all year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mm-hmm. a coaching decision made by – Jeff Fisher because he didn't want to play rookie. I understand that. Number one pick in the draft,
right.
you play him. That's the way the NFL is now. You pick him in the first
right.
round, you play him. So Fisher
right.
didn't decide to do that, and he got fired for that and a couple of other reasons. So you get McVay
yeah,
coming
so
in. Yeah,
not just
like,
that.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't just that. You know, we could talk about the father-in-law stuff, and we could go on and on
mm-hmm.
about Fisher. But
mm-hmm.
So then McVay comes in, and he's like, yo, he's kind of he has some strong suits, and he puts some weapons around him. They got Robert Woods out of Buffalo. You draft well.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, when you draft well, you can get really good really fast if you draft well. And
right.
the Rams have drafted well. Now, of course, they also have Ndamukong Suh and Peters, the free agents. So they made some free agent pickups. They drafted well with their cornerbacks. You bring it to Tlaib to go with Coleman. And you have
mm-hmm.
a good – you have a serviceable defense. But on the offensive side, they're dynamic. You know, they are, besides Kansas City offense, you talked about the L.A. Rams offense. Now, I do have a problem with the way that the Rams left St. Louis, but that's
mm-hmm.
that's a my thing. That has nothing to do with Super Bowl, but I have my own personal feelings about the Los Angeles Rams because they still should be the St. Louis Rams, but we're not going to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
But I think that I like the Rams. I like the Rams. But then, you know, the Patriots have their own, I mean, nine times. Dude, nine times. I mean, win or lose, they've been there nine times in this generation. It's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, Jazz, excuse me, you talk about them leaving, the Rams leaving St. Louis, and it's a you thing. It's not necessarily you, because a lot of Rams fans, previous fans, feel the same way. So a lot of them aren't feeling the fact that they are in the Super Bowl and being represented by the L.A. Rams. So you're not alone in that, you know, dilemma. Have you heard a lot from the Rams fans?
Well, I mean, a lot of
do you know any? Do
let
you
me,
know
me,
any Ram fans?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say because you know, again, we're in a situation where I didn't run into any Seattle fans until they won. So I didn't run into any Patriots, but believe me, and I'm gonna say this, not being disrespectful, but how many Patriots fans were Patriots fans? In 84 and in the 90s when they were dogs,
mm-hmm.
there were no Patriots
mm-hmm.
fans. You had one in maybe mm-hmm. 40. Then they start winning. So now you have all these Patriots fans. So I have the bandwagon fans are going to come and go. Now you have all these Rams fans, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Because people love to be associated with winners. It's like Alabama fans. Alabama fans everywhere. So, you know, but I think that for the Rams, if you are a true Rams fan or if you want to be a true Rams fan, then you need to do a little history lesson and go back to the St. Louis Rams. And remember, when they were back in California the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they moved
so
a
when
few
you talk
times.
About, talk about the Eric Dickerson years. Now, I think it was still the Los Angeles Rams because they were the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Raiders at the same time. So if you're going to be a Rams fan, understand that life didn't start with Fisher. There were, or McVay, there was a history lesson way before that. With Eric Dickerson and some other cats that are now in the Hall of Fame, so you know. But yeah, I see him. We all see him. But where were they? Where were they 3 years ago when Fisher was fucking 2-14? Where was they then?
They were far and few in between.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Were those fans? Were those fans New England fans 3 years ago?
That's interesting. That's interesting. But you know, Jazz, first I got to say, you know, I like how you slipped in that 40 because I people are in my inbox that said they haven't heard that 40 in a minute.
Okay.
Did you notice that you did that? I like that. I like it. I like it. You know, we got our faithful listeners on the line, and thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm you know, but, and I gotta say, I miss everybody for real. I miss talking to you guys. Word up.
Same here, same here. But Jazz, you know something? We have our first hand up in this clubhouse, and you feel like taking a call right quick? Okay, let's bring in 516. 477, you're live on the scoreboard. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Kyle Richardson. I'm the son of Miss Tony Tone.
Big Kyle,
hey, hey,
what's
baby
happening?
Boy.
What's up?
Kyle, what's happening, baby?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Bless
okay, so
States.
Kyle, first thing I'm gonna ask you is, can you talk football because you're a basketball guy. So, you know,
That's what I was gonna call. I was gonna say like you sound like the football guru. So I was gonna.
No, I'm not saying that.
He think he
I
is, Kyle. He think he is.
I know it's not football special, but come on.
You my man. You my look. You please tell me. Do you have an Anthony Davis question? Please tell me you do not.
Yes, I do. That was my question.
Okay. What you got? What you got?
How you feel about it? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, let me say this. He can't go to Boston. Let's start there. He can't go to Boston because of the Rose Rule.
Yeah.
And for anybody who is unfamiliar with the Rose Rule is if you are on a rookie deal and you outperform your deal, with all-stars, MVPs, blah, 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 you can then get 30% of – you can then, on your next contract, get up to 30% of the salary cap dedicated to your salary. Boston already has that because they have Kyrie Irving currently on their roster, who is a Rose Rule guy. You cannot have two Rose Rule – you cannot have two Derrick Rose – Rule guys on your team, and they trade it. You can have it if you drafted one and you traded for one. But remember, they traded for Kyrie, so he can't go to Boston. So let's stop there. Can't go to Boston unless he waits till 2020. The Lakers make sense, but if I am New Orleans, I want Kuzma, Hart, two number ones. You can keep LeVar. You can keep Ball. You keep Ingram. I really don't like Ingram's game. I think Ingram, he doesn't have, for me, watching him play, he's a 3-4, but he doesn't know where he want to be, a 3 or 4.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't have
a
jump shot to
be
a 3.
I'm not a fan of his game either.
Okay, so now what do you think about Anthony Davis?
I think, because I'm a LeBron guy, so I want to see LeBron win.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm hoping he comes to the Lakers.
That's music. There's nobody coming, bro. There's nobody coming. Nobody want to play with him, man.
Why not? That's not.
Nobody. Look,
It's the only reason. The only reason nobody. The only reason nobody wants to play with him is because of the media.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
That's the only reason somebody would think not to want to play with him. You get what I'm saying?
But that's enough of a reason.
But that's not LeBron's fault.
I didn't say it's his fault, but he has. He can't. You can't be LeBron. And excuse me for saying this. Sorry. You cannot be LeBron and have that many fuckboys and think that people want to play with you. Because they don't. Because I want some credit for success, too. Because if we get success,
and they do,
then it's LeBron. But
this is my take on it.
I'm going to tell you what your boy going to do.
Okay.
What your boy going to do,
okay.
He's going to come back 2 games before the All-Star break. And he's going to ride in on his white horse. The Lakers are going to barely miss the playoffs, and they're going to blame everybody else except LeBron.
But you think LeBron have fault in this season? In this season's struggle? When he was in the lineup, they were winning. He went out with an injury, and they can't get it done. How is that his fault?
Is he injured?
Yeah, it's a groin
yes.
injury. He's 34. A groin injury ruins. I had a groin injury. I know what it feels like.
He had one.
So if I'm him, I'm taking as much, especially at his age.
I have no problem with
right
taking
now.
Time. But I looking at that game, watching him, and I understand he taking shooting. He's shooting now. No problem with that. But again, and also. If I'm Anthony Davis, do I want to be on a team with a older player whose body is breaking down?
Why not?
Do
it's going to be my
guy.
Team after. It's going to be my team after.
I just don't think that they have a lot. They don't have a lot. They don't have a lot. If you give a Kuzma Hart and 2 number 1s, which is what I think they should get back for, then they have no young players.
But when you have when
this
you
is
have
my
Anthony
take.
Davis, that's the, go ahead.
What do you think?
This is my take,
Ms. Oli.
This is my take on it. You know, I respect LeBron's game, and like Kyle said, he has suffered a groin injury, so that it is serious. And the older you get, the harder it is to overcome those injuries. But if LA has a chance to get AD. I would give up everything except LeBron and then bring in your pieces around you because none of those players, like Kyle said, after LeBron, it would be AD's team. And all you have to do is put your players around them. But the bigger part is that if Magic doesn't cement this deal because he was brought in to bring in those marquee players, to bring in those marquee names. So if he missed out on Paul George, he didn't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So the next big thing is AD. So his whole purpose for being in with the Lakers is to bring in a big name, and you can't get any bigger than Anthony Davis. And we also have another hand up that wants to weigh in on it. So go ahead, Kyle, while I bring in 248-974. You're live on the screen.
Okay. Here's the other thing. They still have room for another max because they have a bunch of 1-year contracts.
Hey, Lee.
They still have room, but the question is, they still have room. I give you that. But somebody still got to take the money. Everybody not about that money no more. They're about the ring.
You hear me talking to you?
Sorry. Sorry. Cal was distracting me.
I'm
hanging
on the baby. It's not the baby's fault.
What's going on, baby? How you?
Hey, what's
what's
going on?
What's happening? What's happening? What's going on?
Y'all
how you doing?
I'm good.
How do you feel about it since you went in now? What do you feel about that? And I know
I came
we're
in
supposed
on
to be talking about
head.
The Super Bowl.
I heard about
we're supposed to be talking about. What do you think about the LeBron factor in AD's decision to not take the $220 million that New Orleans is going to pay him
so that he could go be a LeBron fuckboy. How do you feel about that?
That's the thing about LeBron. And people want to win. And I think it goes beyond money. These players want to win. And they know wherever LeBron goes, LeBron going to win or put them in position. And that's why they go with LeBron. It ain't about New Orleans and the money. It's the fact that not only am I going to learn with LeBron, I'm going to be positioned with LeBron. And I'm going to win. I'm going to get all the things that I play hard for. These basketball players go out here and they play hard. They want,
agree.
They
so,
want more bang for their buck. They're going to get more bang for their buck than LeBron.
So that's a career decision. You on the spotlight now. You know what I'm saying? Now you can really showcase your talent. Every game is going to be scrutinized, whether it's good or bad, when you're on LeBron's team. So if you're a real baller, you show out. You know what I'm saying? You let your game do the talking and let the media do the rest. You know what I'm saying? You don't even listen to them.
Okay. So how many years do – and I'm asking all three of you. How many years do y'all give LeBron left? How many years do they got?
LeBron about to retire. He working on his second step. That's why he in Hollywood. LeBron working on what he got going on next.
So
he's
I'll give him that
4-year
contract. So Kyle, you think he's doing another 3 years?
Another four. He's going to end that 4-year contract.
Okay, so you give him three. How many years you give him, Tony?
I give him to the end of the contract, if not another year after that.
Okay, how many years do you give him, Lee?
See, it depends on what he got cooking in his kitchen that don't nobody know about on his creative side. See, LeBron is trying to position himself for retirement. He's doing a very good job with that.
Okay.
So I give him maybe 4 years next if he make it 4 years, but
okay.
Not too much longer after that. He is positioning himself to do over and beyond basketball. That's why he has TV shows and he's got
mm-hmm.
all of these things going on. He's working on something. He's working on his exit.
I give him two. I don't even give him a full three.
How many years you giving Tom Brady? They doing the same thing.
I'm giving Tom two max.
Really?
He doesn't look like he wants to step.
I'm gonna give him a little bit more.
Me too.
I'm gonna give Brady a little bit longer than that because I don't know what he's cooking in his kitchen. I don't know. I don't think he's cooking and burning over there like LeBron, though. But he might be doing something.
Okay.
Because success is determined by the woman by your side. So his wife, he ain't got no choice but to be successful in whatever he's doing. However, I think that football is his world. I think he'd be a little off balance without football.
I know that. So... Okay, so now since we have Miss Tony's pick for the Super Bowl, so Kyle, who's your pick for the Super Bowl and why?
Come on, man, I'm a Giants fan. You think I'm gonna ever say a Patriot win?
Here we go.
That's my son talking right there, Jazz. Do you want me to rewind the tape?
All right, I'll say it again. Damn, all day.
Okay, give me a final score.
That way.
Give me a final score.
I'm gonna go 21-17.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Leisha, what you got? What you got, Leisha?
Well, as you know, I am a Niners fan, and I am upset with the front office and the back office and the side offices of that franchise, and therefore I really don't watch any other football team. I'm going to say if the Rams beat the Patriots, it's some shit in the water that ain't right. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Tell us how you really feel, Lee.
Okay.
The Patriots have been to the Super Bowl more times than the Rams can count the amount of games that they have won. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And if they win,
well, okay.
It's something they write. It's a conspiracy somewhere.
Well, I'm asking you guys a question. Do you lend any credence to the four officials who worked the Saints Rams game? Four of those officials were from Southern California. Do you guys lend any credence to that, or is it just a coincidence?
I mean, is it a coincidence how many scandals the Patriots have been in?
I'm just saying. I mean, cause remember, the blown call. Remember, all four of those refs was part of that blown call. They never got called in the same game. Now, there are some people who are saying, hey, all four of them refs are from Southern California. Is that a coincidence and none of them made the call? If you
so
make
we got
call,
some Southern California gate going on.
I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Call,
Patriots always got some.
You make that call. The Saints are probably in the Super Bowl. Just saying. You don't make the call.
The Saints still
the
weren't getting it done.
Because,
game,
but again, if this was New England, if this had happened, and there were four referees from Boston refereeing a New England game, everybody would be talking about those four referees. Nobody's talking about the four referees being from California.
The people in the L.A. are.
Yeah, of course they are.
And they're talking a whole lot more, too. I can't believe some of the things that's coming out of Louisiana.
But, dude, come on, man. Come on. We all saw it. If you're watching football, you saw it.
Yeah, that was
oh yeah,
I mean,
Painter's
I mean,
Day. That was bad. That was really bad.
You know.
I mean, how many times has the league called the coach right after a game? Right, seconds, ticks after a game.
Yo, still.
Yeah,
right after.
They ain't even got off. They ain't got off the grass good. They got bone to their ear.
Yo,
exactly.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Because me personally. I would have liked to see the Saints in the Super Bowl because living in Atlanta, to see Saints fans all over Atlanta would have been crazy. It would have just been crazy.
Crazier.
It would have been crazy. There would have been a lot of things happening in the city. Some of them not so good. You know, they travel well. They, you know, like they said right now, the tickets for the Super Bowl are not really selling, even though there aren't that many tickets to sell for the Super Bowl. Let's start there. But the tickets aren't really selling because they were saying that the people from L.A. are not really traveling. Patriots fans... They're not really
Man,
traveling.
It's going to be so crazy down there. I don't even believe that. I believe that them tickets is selling, and it's going to be crazy down there. That's why they're advising people not to drive, because they know it's going to be crazy. People are going to be here out of
town. Part of the not driving thing is the fact that they're part of the strategy here in Atlanta is certain streets they're blocking off for traffic and for Super Bowl festivities and blah, 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 blah. So you have a lot of people, like tomorrow. When I go to work tomorrow, we'll catch the train. The reason why is because if you are driving downtown, ain't going to be nothing nice. Ain't going to be nothing nice. It's going to be crazy.
But
because streets
there
that
already
normally
is,
are open
is
going to be closed.
Rough.
Yeah, it's already it's already rough. They talking about shutting down parts of Leon. They talking about shutting down part of Peachtree. They talking about
that's
shutting down part
to,
of Buckhead.
That's why I don't go to the city if I don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. You see, you know, so it's gonna be crazy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm excited that the Super Bowl is here. Do you guys believe that we have the two best teams?
No.
No, I don't. I'm not too sure.
I'm not sold on it.
So who you think should have been a representative for what division?
It should have been New Orleans instead of the Rams, and I believe that would have been an epic game because it would have been a fight to the finish.
I would have liked to see Kansas City. I would like to see Goff versus Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like him too. The two up and coming.
Of course, you want to see that.
No, I would have liked to see them too.
Yeah,
you know, just something different and fresh.
Well, you can have the old. You know, of course, being an old head myself.
Definitely not the Eagles.
Well,
oh no.
But you know what? I give the Eagles props. I give the Eagles props that they made the playoffs, dude, because they were dog shit halfway through the season. So I give props.
It's funny the choice of words you use.
I know, but
it's funny the choice of words you use from last year. No, but last year when they won it, I don't know if it, I told you last year what they were out on the street doing, and it wasn't the dogs, it was the horses.
It's apropos.
That's ridiculous.
Now, okay. Better question for you guys. You do realize that you do have two starting running backs that are UGA graduates. Well, they play for UGA. Because remember, Todd Gurley played for UGA, and Sonny Michel was his backup. Sonny Michel starts at running back for New England, and we all know Todd Gurley starts running back for the Rams. So that's ironic. So that's real ironic.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. You both come home.
Yeah.
But I would so okay. Now let me ask y'all this: since we're doing a Super Bowl show, if Tom wins, does this solidify his GOAT status?
No.
I think so.
That's the easy way.
As much as I don't
think so, Kyle?
Yeah, I give him his credit. As much as I don't like him, I give him his credit.
So, Kyle, you say...
I want to say this.
You said...
Uh-huh. I want to say, even though he's...
In my generation, I haven't seen anybody dominate the sport like Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I think it's already kind of established, even without this win, because he has been in this position so many times and for so many years and actually took away multiple wins. But I also want to talk to you guys about the dynamics that are needed to stop him from getting this win. And I think it all comes to play as far as neutralizing Gronk. You know, you got to take Brady out of his comfort zone to, and I think if the Rams do that, I would pretty much feel even more confident that the Rams are taking because, you know, Brady hasn't been hit. He has not been hit. He has not felt the ground in his travels to this point. So if you take away his comfort zone, if you put Gronk in a you know, neutralize him because, you know, that is his weapon. That is his go-to. You know, you got to make Brady uncomfortable. You got to make him sweat behind there in order to get under his skin and put his butt to the ground. What you guys take on that?
But T, my question is, do the Rams have enough skill to be able to play a game that way? Are they up to that type of challenge? Like, this going to be a real
but
game.
But their defense.
This ain't going to be no, you know, this going to be a real game. They going to have to come to play.
Well,
and I think they know that.
I think that when you look at their front four with Larry Donald, Donovan Sue, they brought in Fowler from Jacksonville for that edge rush.
Mm-hmm.
You got Brockers coming off the other side, they have the front four to put pressure on. That's not the problem. The problem is, for me, and I'm going to say this, because we're about to I'm gonna pick New England. And the reason why is not because I think New England is a better team, because I think that the Rams are a better team. I think that Coach McVay and I think that Brady listened to what Coleman, the cornerback for the Rams, he was throwing shade at Brady and then said, "No, I ain't apologizing." Now, for me, when you do that to Tom and Bill, because when you disrespect one, you disrespect the other. Dude, I don't think you – I think that that's all you need for Tom to do 400 yards and four touchdowns.
Real talk. Terrible. That's terrible.
Why I picked
terrible. Terrible.
Whoa.
Okay.
But also, Jazz, Belichick is the best in any spin of the game.
Absolutely.
He sees what you
Absolutely.
Bring to him. He adjusts on the spot, on the fly. So he is the best at that as far as adjusting the game. And a lot
but
of people go in, a lot of teams go in, and they don't make that adjustment. They play as ad nauseum. It's just the same thing from start to finish. But he is the best across the board in any sport at adjusting his game.
You know, I told old boy that I work with, I said, you know, the one thing about the Rams is if anybody been watching football all year, the Rams have – they lost to the Bears. When they lost to the Bears made them do something a little different than their normal script.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it in golf. He didn't really he wasn't good at doing different things. He's good at doing the same thing. When him and McVay – do the 25 play thing, golf reads the 25, good. But when you got to, when he has to make adjustment, like you said, on the fly, because you're taking away the jet sweep, or you taking away the wide receiver screen, or you taking away the double move with Brandon Cooks. When you take those things away, when he has to, when him and McVay has to do something different, they're not good at that. And every time that they lost this year is because the defense made them do something that they didn't want to do. That's the same thing the Chargers did. It's the same thing that the Saints did. When you do that.
Exactly.
And one, like you said about Belichick, he's going to make you do something that you normally don't want to do. He's going to take something
every
away.
Time.
Whether it's Brandon Cooks.
Every time.
Whether it's the jet sweep. He going to make you change what you normally do. And Goff is not good at that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think Belichick going to out-coach him.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going with the Rams because I can't find it in myself to bet against them. Like mother, like son.
Yeah, no doubt, right? But Kyle understand, because Kyle – I know Kyle done laid a better too. And Kyle, when they first put the line out for the Super Bowl, they had the Rams at a point and a half favorite. After 12 hours, they took the bet down because there was so much money coming in on New England that Las Vegas took the bet down. When they reposted the bet, they had the Patriots as a point favorite. So
what?
A lot of people are riding with old Tom, especially when you're going to give me points. Or I ride with Tom. I just don't think that – I mean, I'm with you. But do any of you truly believe that McVay is going to do something in the Super Bowl that Belichick hadn't seen yet? Do you guys really believe that?
I'm going for it.
No, it's all about making
plays
at the end of the day. Yeah, you've seen it before.
Say it again, Kyle.
It's all about making plays at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you've seen it before, but can you stop it? That's it. You've seen everything. Brady hasn't done nothing different. He does the same thing. You give him the ball.
Yep.
2 minutes left in the game. You know he's coming. You just got to stop it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's coming. No doubt. He's coming.
The Rams
and,
win.
And
the only
I
way
will
the Rams win is if Brady doesn't have the ball the last session.
Keep it out of his hands.
Brady can't have the ball the last session.
So basically, the Rams need to do to New England what New England did to KC.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't give them a chance.
Play physical at the line and let the chips fall where they fall.
Makes sense. So, okay. Well, I got a final question for you guys. How do you guys feel about them? There is talk of the NFL reworking the overtime rules because of what happened to Kansas City in their championship game against the New England Patriots. So, do you guys think the overtime works?
I feel like each team should have one possession. If the first team scores, the second team should have the opportunity to either match it. Like if it's a touchdown, they have to get a touchdown, not a field goal. If it's a field goal, they could either get a field goal to match it or win the game off a touchdown. But each team should have one possession, I feel like.
Okay. What do you think, Ms. Tony?
I agree, because it was like the they were robbed. I mean, they're just sitting on the side looking like, well, why didn't we get a chance? You know, and I think it's fair that at least they should be able to touch the ball, because just like Brady came back, I would have loved to have seen Mahomes drive his team. I really would have. Because that's the future. I mean, you give them each equal chances.
Okay. Alicia, what do you think? What do you think, Alicia?
Tony said so.
Like, when is my turn? Take my ball and go home. I'm just saying.
They like, you remember that Mervis commercial when the lady at the wheel comes up, open.
Stupid.
Now you know I don't be watching.
You don't watch TV. So there was that Mervin's commercial, and the lady is waiting for Mervin's to open, and so she's like got her face to the window, and she's just like open. Oh, she can't just there. Open. Like you just waiting for something to happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not happening.
Wow.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've seen that commercial.
What's your take? What's your take, Jack?
I mean, I like it. I mean, look,
because
I didn't like the whole. I like the rules now because I didn't like the old rule about the field goal, and you never get a chance to touch the ball on a field goal. So I like this new one because, again, if you can't stop me, that's not my fault. You should be able to stop me. So yes, if I go
but
down.
But then again. You're not showing if you could stop us too, because you're base like if there was a fair way of there's no
so you want to like
you're banking
college,
off a you're banking off a coin
the ball?
Toss. You're banking off a coin toss. Ooh. So it's all luck. Who's to say the Patriots would have stopped them if Kansas City got the ball? You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's why you.
So
that's
the
why
only
you
way
call
you,
him
the
him
only
the
way
tail,
you know
you?
The only way you know is if you give both teams the ball.
Nah. You flip the coin. It's a 50-50 shot. You guess right, you guess wrong. If you guess wrong, then you stop them. If you guess right,
okay. But what other sport gives the team that much of an advantage? You see what I'm saying? Where you can't even bring out the only side of the ball that could score. You see what I'm saying? There's only one sport.
In Major League Baseball, if you are at the top of the 10th and you don't score, and I score at the bottom of the 10th, I win the game.
All right. Each team had an offensive possession.
Exactly. You both cussed him in the 10th inning.
That's a losing argument right there, guys.
You both cussed in the 10th inning.
Come on over to this side.
No, nah, man.
Now you
really
want to
be on our side, but you just you really want to be on our side.
No, it's not.
It's getting
in
old
college,
head.
You do that. In college, you do that.
In,
you get it from the 25.
In any sport other
plays.
Than
no.
football. Just come on over to the side, Jeff.
Nah, man. Somebody got to be rational in this argument. Somebody has to be rational. You guys are irrational. If you can't stop me, why is that my fault? If you can't
you're not proving if you can stop me, though. Yeah, you can stop me, too. In every sport, you got to play offense. Most players got to play offense and defense. In football, that's the only sport that's, you know what I'm saying, solidified, besides soccer. But even in soccer, you transition sides. Football's only sport. We literally have two teams on one team. You see what I'm saying? So you beat up on our defense, but let us beat up on your defense right after. And if you stop us, then you could really say you're the winner. But if you don't even get the chance to get the ball, how can you really talk? Huh?
So when is the game over?
The game is over after you just give each team a possession. At least get one possession. And after that, you let the time run out. Or after each team gets a possession, the first person to score, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. Because y'all each had a chance now.
Exactly.
So now it will be sudden death.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not agreeing, but I'm going to submit. You have won this round of debate. I'm not agreeing, but I think we can continue this further. But, okay, I submit for right now.
I think that's rational, though, because that was my opinion since it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. But, I mean, you know, hey, I like
it.
You're playing for your life, bro. If you want it, stop me.
But it's all on a coin toss. If you don't give each quarterback is the driving force. If you don't at least give each quarterback the chance to get the ball, like, come on. That's not even fun to watch, honestly. Yeah, they just sitting on the sideline.
No, it's always fun to watch. I mean, dude. I mean, hey.
It's always fun to watch.
Either they run it down their throat or they stop them. But I do feel like you said, I mean, because I think that if McCombs would have got, because McCombs was moving the ball in the fourth quarter, so
what?
If Kansas City gets the ball, I think Kansas City scores too. I'll be honest with you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I think so too. If they were on a run.
Yeah, I mean, we.
But
yeah,
give them
we,
a chance.
All,
though. You have to give them a chance.
Well, you yeah, I mean.
That's a bogus rule. Come on, Jazz.
I ain't doing it yet. We need more debate. We need more debate on that. I'm not coming yet. I'm teetering though, but I'm not there yet. So we got. Just to be clear, we had 2-4. We have Miss Tony and Mr. Kyle going for the Rams. We have Leisha, who is kind of, you know, hoping that Brady, you know, doesn't replace Joe Montana, so she really doesn't have a pick. And I picked New England. So, all right, we got them marked down. We ready. Anything anybody looking forward to with the Super Bowl besides the commercial?
The food.
Half time.
Wow. Really, you're doing
the
that.
Food. I'm getting my menu together. I always have food, right, son?
Some lobster.
Oh, man. So, Kyle, I know where you're going to watch the game at. Okay,
of course.
Yeah, you need, yo, I need, yeah, you might just send me some Swix, all that good food, because I know your mom's be burning.
I got a new menu. I'm going to make football-shaped brownies with the piping for the, you know, the piping on the football, the white nip.
Damn.
I got it all set
really?
Up. Yep.
You know you could always invest in a little dry ice, you know.
Some dry ice and put it in the mail for you.
No doubt. We can put perishable on that joint chicken.
So I'm already looking forward to it.
Word.
Spread it out in the family room.
Oh, man. I'm about to come out. Yeah, I'm about to make it way more boom. But yeah,
but you gotta come over. You gotta come over.
Oh no doubt. Without saying, that just goes without saying. But I'm actually looking forward to. I think that you know, I'm gonna stick with New England. I think there's gonna be a great Super Bowl though. I think it's gonna be great, and I would love to see McVay. You know, if they do win, it's a beautiful story. I just wish that they would. I just wish that the Rams had won while they were still in St. Louis. Because I think that that's truly St. Louis going through a lot right now. So that bringing that trophy back to St. Louis would have meant a lot to that community, more so than Los Angeles. I really don't think that there are a lot of football fans in that part of the country, in my opinion. But goes without saying. But
okay,
that's just me.
Well, it's countdown. The countdown has begun. Let's
absolutely.
Go Rams.
Absolutely. Yeah, I figured you would say that. Yeah,
I can't form my list to say let's go whoever.
I don't know why you don't, man. You know you do. You know you love it. You know you love it. No, you do. We got Giants fans, we got Jets fans, but remember, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, Miss Tony, you a Giants fan, but guess what? At least you're not a Jets fan.
The Jets are doing some things, though. Some Jets are trying to do some things, just like the Nets are trying to do something. They think they're going to take over the city, but not.
I don't know, man. Hey, Nets looking good, man. They just had to win last night.
They do.
Looking good, man.
They do look good. I'm not taking away from them. They do look good, but this will always be the Nick Town. I'm sorry. They'll always be the little brother, just like the Jets always be the little brother as well. But they are exciting to watch, the Nets. They doing some things over the coffee.
Yo, and I looked at the game last night. Russell was shooting that joint from half court in that joint. I'm like, whoa. Yo,
he's playing so
Russell
much better
since
he's in Brooklyn.
My man Allen, they got some players over there. They got a good backcourt.
They got some
players over there. I think they're gonna have a better record than the Knicks. The Knicks need to figure out.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I want everybody.
I want everybody to have a better record
than the Knicks.
So,
oh goodness.
Well, I mean, they need to figure out what they're gonna do with Tim Hardaway Jr. Tim Hardaway Jr. is
man. Nobody's taking that contract, Jazz. I don't even know why he has that contract. That is way above his pay grade, his performance grade. We are stuck with that for the next 2 years.
Well,
ain't nobody gonna pick that contract up. What you say, Kyle?
So I don't want to get depressed and talk about the Knicks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had tickets to Sunday's game, Jazz, that he went to. So, they can keep losing. Just I like that Williamson out of Duke.
But I like my man. I like the guard, Freyer.
Come on, don't be messing up our guy's name.
I forget his name.
Don't be messing his name up.
Light skin cap, little mohawk.
Alonzo Trier.
Yeah, I like Trier. I like Trier.
I like his grit.
And I like, yeah, dude, he's fearless. He go to the hole like ain't nothing. Like, yo, coming. Like, yeah. And he's shooting the three now. So I like him. I like him. He doesn't play well with Hardaway, though, because Hardaway would be like, yo, yeah, I'm in now.
Yeah, they got into it last week. They got into it last week. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good look.
But I understand Tria, though.
It's the frustration of losing.
Because I'm hot.
It's the frustration.
Don't take the ball away from me because I'm hot. You come in, all of a sudden, you want to go post up. Dude, I'm hot right now. Let me ride that. So I'm kind of, and we do all understand. I know we got to go, but we do all understand that if you have seen the Golden State Warriors with Boogie Cousins in the middle.
Oh, boy. There we go.
That's unstoppable now. That is unstoppable now. Oh, yo.
I feel like about them, like about the Patriots right about now.
No, I'm not.
Don't get me going. I am so tired of them.
Dude, I didn't know if it was going to fit, but after seeing them play these three games, like he said, and I understand what he's saying, because he said, you know, this is the first time I've been on the team where you really can't double team me. Like, who you going to double? You going to double me with who? You can't leave Curry. You can leave Thompson. Thompson gets hot. Who you going to leave? Green? You going to leave Durant? You really can't leave nobody. So he like, yo. Now, I would like to see him when they play against Portland, because Portland got Nurkic, and when they play against Denver, because Denver got Jokic. I want to see him play against them two big men, because them two are legitimate big men. So I would like to see those games. I want to see what he looked like against them, because they can out-muscle Boogie in the post.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
mm-hmm.
They look good.
You want to
talk? But Cal, do you
talk
agree?
About it?
I definitely agree. Golden State is unstoppable right now, but it's all a matter of if they could keep them all or not.
Well, they're not. Somebody's leaving. I think Durant's leaving. I think Durant's gonna leave.
You think him over Clay?
I think Durant leaves. I think they keep Boogie. I think everybody stays except Durant.
Clay wants
Durant's
to
a rental
him.
Anyway. So Durant's a rental. He didn't get drafted there. He's not a Golden. He's not a Warrior. He's just a, you know, he's like, yo, y'all needed my help. So now I gave y'all my help. Now I could go and make my own team and go. I think he goes to the Knicks. We were talking about this. I still think he goes to the Knicks. I still think the Knicks are very attractive.
I think
Klay Thompson, that would be a good move. But Klay Thompson, you know, the jury's still out on him. I think he wants his own team as well.
One thing about, well, Klay was drafted there. And I think the thing about Klay is if Golden State ownership, if Durant leaves, which is, I believe, a really good possibility, if he leaves, they'll max Klay out. And Klay has no problem with staying. I think Klay's problem is when you got Curry on the Supermax, you got Durant on the Supermax, you can't give me a max deal. So I think that he's like, I would leave if I don't get a max deal. You know what I'm saying? Like they try to short me because you're paying the mother cat. Then I think he leaves. But I think if they give him a max deal, I think Klay ride out. That's what I think.
I can see that. Definitely, though, he wants to be compensated for his play.
Well, yeah. And like Golden State's ownership said, I have no problem with paying the luxury as long as we win a championship. I keep paying the luxury. But now, you know, Durant is in the first year, and then he can opt out. I fully expect for Durant to opt out. And I expect for him to opt out. I expect for Kyrie to potentially opt out. Cats are opting out because it's not about movement. A lot of cats are opting out so they can get a new deal, so they can opt out again in 2 years. So instead of like back in the day,
that's what LeBron
when
did.
Guys would sign 4 or 5, huh?
So LeBron did.
You said what? Absolutely.
I said, isn't that what
LeBron
did?
Was the first one to do it. That's first, he was the first
exactly.
one to do it. To understand that I can opt out and get, instead of getting a crack at free agency 3 times, I get a crack at free agency 4, 5, 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and that's the same thing Durant's doing. Durant's like, dude, I'm taking these short deals. You know, I'm taking a short deal, $30 million a year, and I can opt out. So, or he can opt out to opt back in,
mm-hmm.
which is what he did last year. So, you
right.
know, a lot of cats are doing that now. But I'm going to tell you this. They were talking about John Wall getting traded. Let's be clear. John Wall will never get traded. He will never
nope.
get traded because his
nobody
contract is
nobody wants that
is
contract
so bad.
Either.
Dude.
Exactly.
Oh,
nobody wants
God.
That. It's worse than Hardaway.
God.
Nobody's picking that up.
I was like, what? Yo, and here's the funny part. The Supermax part of his contract starts next year.
Exactly.
Who
but he's not even playing up to that
dollars.
Contract, though, Jazz. He's not even playing up to it. He comes to the camp out of shape. You know, he's not being challenged because the coach is afraid to coach him. You know, not like his last coach. So nobody's picking that up, and he's going to do what he wants to do, which is, you know, shown in his game.
Well, you notice if you're watching in their games, him and Oubre used to get into it. Oubre Jr., Aubrey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
they used to get into it. They traded Aubrey to Phoenix for Trevor Ariza. I'm like, you gave up a 22-year-old for a 37-year-old who don't even get
mm-hmm.
in on the game. But Oubre was having some problems with John Wall.
Right.
So
they got rid
you
of gotta him.
Keep Wall happy because it's his team. You know, theoretically. So you got to keep him happy. So you trade Oubre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for Bradley Beal because Bradley Beal would love to get traded. He would love to be traded.
I know.
Anywhere.
I exactly. And he has a nice game. He's a nice team.
Yo, he on a particular. If you put him with the Lakers, New Orleans, you know, team. I would even
the
say
Clippers.
Maybe even
the Clippers are no.
Clippers.
Don't sleep on the Clippers, though, Jazz. Don't sleep on those
yeah,
Clippers.
Yeah, they lost. They lost last night, though. That was tragic, dude.
No, I'm just
they
saying
lost
they
night.
Have. Yeah, but they had the potential to they're on the move though. They need a few more key pieces. They need a few more key pieces.
I like the Clippers. But you know who I think you know what I think the problem with the Clippers are? It's Doc
mm-hmm.
Rivers. I'm sorry. I think they need to move on. I think it's had enough. Real talk. You look at their
you
roster.
Think so?
They got Tobias Harris. They got Beverly. They got Avery Bradley. You got Harrell. You got Gordon from maybe the play for the Wizards. You got talent on your squad, and they got Gallinari back. You got
that's
talent
not, that's
on your
not
squad.
Nearly enough to win a championship, though.
But I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is they have pieces. They have pieces to
that's
have a better
they
record
need a,
than
they need
got.
A, they need to keep a few key more pieces.
You can't. It's hard to acquire pieces when you don't draft right. And you only get 2 rounds in basketball. Got to draft right. And when none against Tobias Harris, but they talking about trading Tobias Harris. Why would you trade
mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris? He has a workable deal And he is the best player on your squad. And you're talking about training? Why?
But, you know, it's a possibility that AD can go.
Their best asset.
Say again?
That he's their best asset.
Asset.
But my thing is, again, if you are going to be a team, if you're going to be a team in the West, then you need to keep Tobias Harris. Now if you're going to get rid of some pieces, get rid of Beverly, get rid of Bradley, package them with Gallinari, and maybe get a piece. But you don't need to trade away Tobias Harris. It's like I'm saying, it's like Orlando trading away Aaron Gordon. Why would you trade Aaron Gordon? Aaron Gordon is beast, and him and William
okay,
is beast.
You will only trade a Tobias Harris or Aaron Gordon for somebody better. You see what I'm saying? You will trade a Tobias Harris if you're getting an Anthony Davis in return, because that's a player that the other.
That's what I was about to say. Anthony Davis.
My problem with Anthony Davis is, even if you trade for him, you still got to sign him by next year. So it's like Toronto. If Leonard decides to leave and go to the Clippers, and that's the rumor, if he decides to go to the Clippers, then was it really good to trade DeRozan to get a one-year guy, a rental, basically?
But that's a position.
And
but
DeRozan
that's a position
is
that they
San
in.
Antonio beasted. Figure.
Oh, yeah. That's the position that they're in, and that's also going to be the position that whoever takes Anthony Davis, other than the Lakers, you know, they're only going to be getting a one-year deal out of him. It's already been established.
Absolutely.
Because that's not where he wants to be. He wants to be in with the Lakers. But don't discredit the other L.A. team, the Clippers, because they have a real possibility of getting him as well, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, but
you know, they have Jerry West
them,
behind there. You know, their owner, but it's something to keep in the back of your mind.
Yeah, but do you want a guy that you already know you're not going to keep, and you're giving away assets?
Some teams are willing
to
take that and try to.
Just to get a guy for a year, basically. Because they're saying
that
New Orleans
at the end of that
them.
Year, but at the end of that year, they have something to bargain with. They have him to bargain with.
What you got to bargain with?
Him.
I mean,
understand his contract right. No, not Tobias Harris. I'm talking about AD.
Okay.
They have something that's on the block that's wanted, that other teams want. You see what I'm saying?
No, because he still has a year left on his deal. He's not a free agent after this year. He's a free agent after next year. So
no, if he leaves now, before.
Oh, before February 5th. Well, but again, if I'm New Orleans, why am I doing them any favors?
They're not. They don't want to do any favors.
I wouldn't expect for them to move to the offseason. Because if I'm New Orleans, you want to be, that's fine. But until I get the right move, the right pieces, the right deal, then your ass going to sit here and your ass going to play. And if it means that if it means that you here till next year, then so be it. But I'm not going to take a BS Laker deal with Ball and Ingram. I'm not taking your trash just because the guy won out.
Mm-hmm.
I get two shits about what he
mm-hmm.
wants. It's about my team.
Mm-hmm.
And having Lonzo Ball makes some sense because I already got a point guard. I got Holiday. I don't need Lonzo Ball. And you give me Ingram.
Mm-hmm. And he's always hurt.
And Kyle, you know, like I know. You don't know if he's a three or if he's a four. I mean, I know. I can tell you that he punched old boy in the mouth. Well, tried to punch old boy in the mouth and got suspended. I can tell you that. But
a ball is always hurt.
So, absolutely. So if I'm New Orleans, you want me to take your trash. You want me to do you a favor because you don't want Lonzo Ball on your team no more because it's that. You want me to do you a favor and take the cancer cut the cancer out of your body and tell y'all to do an operation and put it in my body. What I look like? Come on, man. No. I really truthfully do not expect for AB, I really don't expect for him to go anywhere until the offseason or training camp or next year.
Word really? That long?
Yes.
Wow.
Because you want to know why? Because the longer you wait, most deals that are made are made because most teams are like, okay, I don't want to trade. It's like Leonard. Every team says the same thing. I don't want to trade for Leonard, and Leonard ass doesn't want to stay here. So every team says the same thing to San Antonio. If we trade for Leonard, we want Leonard to sign an extension right now. And Leonard was like, I ain't doing that shit. The only team that was willing to do it was Toronto. He's brought that same thing in New Orleans. New Orleans like, look, if you want to trade for him, that's fine. But any team is trading for Anthony Davis, if they don't get him to sign an extension, then they're damn fools. Because I'm not trading assets for a guy that I'm only going to have for a year. I'm not. That just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
It's
going
to be interesting to see where he lands, though.
Yeah, it's going to be, I can't wait. It's going to be incredible. Wherever he goes, it's going to be incredible. But I will say this, and both of y'all watch basketball. The one thing about Anthony Davis is he's used to having the ball. Not saying that he shoots it all the time, but he's used to the offense going through him in some form or fashion. Either touch, kick out, blah, blah, blah. I hope that while he's looking at teams, he's also looking at the aspect of him going to a team where he might not have the ball as much. And how will he deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
So like Chris Barr said when he went to Miami, well, I was in Toronto, I was getting the ball all the time. Now, I got to get used to getting the ball 10 times a game.
But
a different game.
Bosh and Davis are on two different playing fields. LeBron never played with a big man the status of Anthony Davis.
Okay. I mean, I look at Kevin Love. Same thing.
Kevin Love is an Anthony Davis.
He was used to getting the ball all the time. And then he went to getting the ball 10, 12 times a game. It's hard to get used to that. I'm just saying. Hard to get used to that. It's great to be the man on a bad team because you're getting the ball all the time. But when you go to a team that has a LeBron or an alpha, because every team has an alpha. So LeBron is the alpha with the Lakers. When you go to a team with an alpha, then he's like, yo, go over in the corner and I hit you. After I'm going to do a drive and kick because that's how we run this because I'm the alpha. It's like, it's like what's happening with OKC now. Westbrook's the alpha. But Paul George, like, yo, I'm an alpha too. So now you see what's Westbrook doing. Westbrook is playing off the ball, and when he recognizes that Paul George is hot, he getting him the ball. Why? Because it's all about winning. But let's be clear. Westbrook is still the alpha. But OKC. Still. He's learning how to play well with others. That's all. But I do believe. I would hope that Anthony Davis. I don't think he should leave New Orleans personally. I just don't. Don't think so.
It's just, what does it have to. What he wants to go to a big stage. I mean, what do they have to offer him? He's been there since he was drafted. He wants new life. There's no New Orleans is not a sexy place to be. Not for his, that, not for that caliber. You know, like a New York or L.A. or, you know, that Kyle, big name, that big stadium. You know what I'm talking
Kyle,
about.
Your mother used sexy in a sentence, bro.
I got to hang on.
But
sorry,
he wants
guys,
the bright lights.
He's like, I got to hang on. I got to hang on. I'm just saying. I know you didn't want to hear that. I'm sorry I brought it back up to you, sir. You know,
it's nothing they want to hear about New Orleans. You know, he wants the flashier place to play in. Be quiet, Jazz.
Okay, so will we continue this next week? Because I'm Super Bowl Sunday. I want y'all to enjoy yourselves, and I hopefully we can do this next week. Do a post game and talk about what happened. Maybe
let's
we can
go
do that.
Rams. Let's go Rams.
Yeah, I would say that. Eli's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, okay. Okay.
You won't hear me cheering on no Patriots. Not in this house.
Okay, real. I know I got to hang up, but real quick, one last question. Okay, what are y'all doing with Eli? What's going on with Eli? Is it?
See, Jazz, we get ready. The show. The time has run out.
I agree.
I am not about to let you get on my Eli tonight. That's another show.
I don't know many Giants fans who claim the Giants. I really don't. I mean, they're now all Philadelphia Eagles fans. So I'm just asking.
Ain't
no true
Giant is filled up with the Eagles. Jazz, you must be having problems with your phone. There is not a true Giant fan that's not cheering for the Eagles. That's like the Pats. Come on now.
I'm telling you. A lot of guys who run around talking about the Giants, they bandwagon guys, man. You know what I mean?
The Eagles got lucky one year.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree. Caught lightning in the bottle.
Luck.
They caught lightning in the bottle. They caught lightning in the bottle.
Luck.
And, you know, yeah, they did their thing. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, they wasn't supposed to be. Nah, they were supposed to lose.
Mm-mm. That was a fluke.
Yeah, that was one of those. You caught them right. And again, you know, you look at it, Foles is not, you know, and that's the thing about the NFL now. Foles is coming out, free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, yo, we need Foles. Foles is a system guy. Because when Foles was with Kansas City under Andy Reid, he did well. But when he went to the Rams, he was dog shit. Foles is a
mm-hmm.
system guy. You
he was ready to retire.
Yeah, he retired, basically. Andy Reid the one asked him to come back. So, I mean, he is a system guy. So, one thing I can say about system guys, when they land in the wrong system, they become pumpkins. I think Foles is about to become a pumpkin. He's going to be a very rich pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to pay him
$18 million
to get him. So he's probably looking at three years, $50 million. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they say Jacksonville looking at him, you know, because they're trying to move on from Bortles. So they looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
They said Tennessee's looking at him because they might be moving off of Mariota. So they looking at him. They said Tampa was looking at him, but then Tampa, you know, with Arians going to Tampa as head coach, he said he's going to stick with Winston. I don't know how that's
mm-hmm.
going to work because Winston got issues, man.
He got major issues.
If anybody could straighten him out, though, it'd be Arians. If Arians can't do it, then yeah, you need to cut bait. And he's in his fifth year option. So the good thing is he's on his fifth year option of his rookie deal. So if he don't work out, he could leave as a free agent. No harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like that part about
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do
and
like
see
that.
See who'd be knocking on that door.
Well, you know, you got my man Browner coming out from Washington. He looked good. Got a couple other guys, but that's why I was saying, that's why I was so pissed off about your team, because I'm like, dude, there aren't that many good quarterbacks coming down the pipeline.
No, this not, it's not this next one. Exactly. But actually, you know, I like Barkley. I enjoy watching him. He's about the only bright light on the Giants right about now.
Yeah, but you know, running backs don't last that long. You know that.
Yeah, but this is his prime. Yeah. That's why they need to make a move and
it's a quarterback
get the
league,
most
man.
That you can
it's,
out of him.
It's a quarterback lead. You don't win games running the ball. You win games throwing the ball. Dude, the rules are set up to protect quarterbacks, not running backs. When you have a young quarterback, you can get some mileage out of it. I mean, I'm like, that's why. I'm telling you, give it 3 years from now. Darnold's gonna be all right. Darnold's gonna be all right. I ain't saying he's gonna be Pro Bowl, but he's gonna be all right. He's taking his lumps this year, but. And I do. Mm-hmm. Who did they pick, Miss Tony? Because you said they didn't pick McCarthy. Gase. They brought in Gase.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
God.
Exactly.
So now, wait a minute. Dink Dolphin. Who? Y'all still got the same coach? Y'all still got the same coach?
Who? The Giants?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, we only just got him last year. This is he just finished his first year.
Who is that?
Who the Giants coach?
Yeah.
Really, Jazz? You don't know the Giants coach?
Really? I really don't. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. Not being disrespectful. I'm not.
Pat Shurmur is the Giants.
Pat Shurmur, yeah. The old offensive coordinator, Eli boy. Okay, Eli ain't going nowhere. Yeah, Pat Shurmur there. Eli going to start this year too. What? Why are you laughing?
Because you're an Eli hater. You know you're an Eli
hater. I'm
yes,
an Eli
you are.
Realist.
You're a Giants hater.
I am a realist. I am not caught up into. Look, I'm a realist. The Giants, they need to move on from Eli. They need to.
Eli's
going to
retire a Giant. Eli's going to retire a Giant. He only wants to play. He only wants to play for one team.
He should retire this year. Do y'all a favor.
Kyle has been to a couple of Giant games. I have never been to a Giant game.
He need to do y'all a favor, dude. Just go out and bow out. That's what we need to do. Do y'all a favor. Bow
no,
out.
He's gonna,
so
they're
going to
bring
go
in they're gonna bring in a new quarterback. He's going to groom them, get him New York Giants ready,
Webb?
And then he's going to take
Don't
a
tell
bow.
Me you're bringing in David Webb. You're not doing David Webb.
Oh, no,
right?
No.
You're going to move on.
Oh, no.
You're going to move on from that experiment,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Please, definitely.
Just making sure. I wasn't sure if you was a David Webb girl. I said, okay, maybe.
Oh, no, no.
Maybe she likes
David
Webb. Okay, just checking. Okay. I'm really thankful that I'm thankful for everybody. And are we, see if we can do a poll game show. I know we've been off for a while.
Okay. Okay, I'll check with the boss lady.
All right, cool.
Definitely. And I will let you. He's still with us, Kyle.
Tell Kyle.
I'm here.
Yo, Kyle, man, congratulations on all of your success, man. You know,
appreciate
your mom's been keeping me abreast of your, you know, your success in the Big Apple. You know, I want you, I'm really proud of you, man. Word up.
I appreciate it, definitely.
Well, not a problem, baby. So now, so you think that LeBron will come back from this groin injury before or after the All-Star break?
Whenever my man's ready, man. No rush.
He's going to come back before the All-Star break because he wants to play at the All-Star break because that's how egotistical he is. So He's going to play two games before, and then he's going to play the All-Star game. And then he's going to go back out again.
Jazz, you know you're not right.
He's going to tweak it in the All-Star game. I'm telling you. You think I'm telling you. When it happens, you're going to be like this.
Don't be jinxing him.
I'm not jinxing him, but that's how he is. LeBron, look, let's be clear. LeBron does not want to play with that piece of shit team that Magic has built. So he's going to be like, you know what? I don't even want to be associated with this. I'm not being associated with this. So he's going to sit out a lot. So that way, at the end of the year, it's not the fact that LeBron didn't will them to the playoffs. It's that LeBron was out most of the year. That's the reason why we didn't make the playoffs. But now he's healthy. That's the pitch.
But that is, well, no one expected them to make the playoffs this year. I know I didn't.
Oh, there was a
not
lot
with
of
that team.
There was a lot of people who was expecting them to make the playoffs. Let's be clear.
The people may have been expecting them, but I don't think LeBron.
They were
in the LeBron expected them.
See?
Kyle, maybe like
again,
eight
again,
seed. They, I'm talking about winning a championship is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a championship.
No championship. But they were fourth in the West when LeBron was playing.
See? Exactly. So people are expecting them. You don't bring LeBron in and not make the playoffs. Let's be clear. You expect to make the playoffs.
He even said when he got there, you know, that he didn't expect. He had been in the playoffs each year of his career, and this year, you know, he had no expectations. If I'm not mistaken.
Come on, man. He wants
Not now.
Nice. And I'm not totally. Remember, the season's half over. So I'm not saying that they can't make it. But I'm just saying that if they look like they're not a good team, then LeBron sit down. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. He sit down. I guarantee you that. Why should he kill his body and they don't even make playoffs? That doesn't make sense.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
He'll be like, hey, I'm going to get my groin right, and I'll be back next year more powerful, more stronger, and our team will be better. Because right now, we are a piece of shit. And I can't take credit for this. This cannot be my first year of not making the playoffs. So at the end of the year, he'll be like, hey, we didn't make the playoffs. Remember, I didn't play most of the year. So technically, that shouldn't go on my That shouldn't be part of my resume. Because
that's not on him, right?
Exactly. That's the LeBron that I know and love. That's what he's going to do. Tell you. Tell you. So let me know. Let me know about the post game. And y'all have a great time eating. And sounds real good. Sounds real good. And I got we're going to have to get together on that smoking day. But that's later conversation. But
you can make some smoke wings.
Damn. Yeah.
Smoke
absolutely.
Machine is crazy.
So we're gonna have to talk about that one for real. When you coming back down here, dude?
All right. I'm not sure yet. I was in and out last time, but I'll let you know.
Let me know.
I have to look at my event calendar.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, because I know you and Lee should be doing y'all thing. We need to go have sushi again like we did before.
No, y'all had the sushi. I had a cooked meal.
Yeah, you kind of went down. Yeah, you kind of went down. We're trying to convert.
Not happening. But, Jazz, it was awesome. It was great to be back on the air tonight. A lot of people were in my inbox. They were happy to have us on, talking that talk.
Nice.
And until next time, you guys stay tuned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, I love y'all. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to y'all later.
You're very well. Okay. That was the Scoreboard Live. My name is Miss Tony, and as you guys can see,
I am joined by the phenomenal, the one and only Mr. Jack Scoreboard. We are so happy that you guys joined us this evening. It has been a minute since we've been on the show, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. And get ready for that Super Bowl. Let's go Rams. I'm just saying. Good night, everybody.